This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to the Corporate Buzz podcast, where we're going to give you all the updates of what transpired in the corporate world this past week. To do that, I have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas. Hi and welcome to the show, Prince.
Hi, Jerome.
A lot of action, Prince, this week in the corporate sector.
Yes, more or less. We're heading into the holiday season.
Right.
But then the banks and the courts are keeping us busy.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Let's begin with KM Birla saying that Vodafone Idea may shut down. What's the update there?
Yeah, so this is just, I think, a couple of hours ago he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the background of what the Supreme Court verdict on AGR.
Right.
And the resultant payment that Vodafone Idea Airtel would have had to give.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that both the companies had a record loss in second quarter. And Vodafone Idea itself has to pay about 26,000 crore.
Right.
Which probably is equal to or higher than the cash it has.
Okay.
So surely the concern is there, how the company is going to finance this.
Mm-hmm.
And it has asked the government for a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even Vodafone's global CEO had mentioned that if there is no relief, the company may go into liquidation.
Okay.
And I think Birla has again pointed out the same thing, that unless relief comes, funding could be a problem. And both the Aditya Birla Group and Vodafone, I don't think they want to pump in more money into a business where there's so much of uncertainty going forward.
Absolutely.
So he's made clear that these two companies may not put in more money.
Okay.
So especially if the relief is not coming from the government.
Mm-hmm. And what happens if they shut down?
So we're talking about thousands of jobs being lost, and I think that was the biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
And also, looking at the whole competition scenario in the industry, we'll be down to only about two big players.
Right.
And I don't think that necessarily is the best thing from a customer point of view.
Right.
Because you want competition, then only the services and the cost and
everything
would be, you know, the best thing would be offered to the customer. So you want competition in the industry.
Right.
So that's why the concern from Kumar Mangalam.
All right. So not great news there from the telecom sector.
That's
now, moving to the banking sector, earlier in the week, there was some good news as far as Yes Bank is concerned. Yet people weren't enthused, with the news.
Yes. Because now Yes Bank said it's going to raise $2 billion,
right.
And it said that it has got a list of prospective investors.
Mm-hmm.
But till early this week, it hadn't disclosed the names.
Mm-hmm.
So the market is expecting that these could be big marquee investors and they would be bringing in money. And that would have really helped boost the confidence around the stock. But when the bank actually revealed the names,
mm-hmm.
the biggest investors,
mm-hmm.
were names that were not very known.
Okay. You
know, and that probably spooked the investors. Because mm-hmm. some of the names that were known, like GMR or the family office of Aditya Birla,
right.
or even Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, mm-hmm. they were bringing in only about $25-50 million. But the bigger ones were the unknown entities.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that these investors need to be cleared by the RBI.
Okay.
And the RBI would be going back and checking their background and their funding capability.
Mm-hmm.
So the investors are concerned if these investors would clear that RBI check.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that's why the kind of reaction that we saw.
Okay.
Once Yes Bank announced it.
Mm-hmm.
Now next week the board is going to meet again.
Okay.
And they'll probably make a final announcement around the funding.
Okay.
So let's see what happens then.
All right, so there's a wait and watch there in the banking sector. What about the auto sector? Small auto companies made bigger dents on traditional biggies.
That's right, because I think that's probably the silver lining that we had, I think, in the last auto sales numbers. Because
mm-hmm.
overall, again, there was a slight dip,
mm-hmm.
about 0.4%.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the bigger companies like Maruti Suzuki or Mahindra and Tata Motors
mm-hmm.
saw their numbers going. But the bright spot was probably Kia, which has only one model.
Right.
And that one model itself clocked about 14,000 units,
oh.
which is just few hundred units lower than Mahindra.
Oh, okay.
So, and Mahindra has multiple models.
Exactly.
And because of that, Kia is already the fourth largest car maker in India.
Okay.
And within a sniffing distance of Mahindra, which is the third.
Oh.
So it shows that being a niche player is not necessarily a bad thing right now, because
mm-hmm.
people are looking for something different.
Mm-hmm. Quite interesting there, Prince. I hope it's the millennials who are buying
yes.
those cars.
Yes.
Now, what about Shapoorji Pallonji Group? There was quite a lot of talk and the company has gone ahead and sold a stake in TCS. Will it help the company ease its debt burden?
So the company is saying that it's part of its overall efforts to raise money. Mm-hmm. The group has about 30,000 crore. And the concern was that when it was not able to make a payment to one of the system concerns, which is called Sterling and Wilson Solar. So the 400 crore that they have raised by selling TCS share is not much if you look at the larger picture. But probably I think it helps that, you know, they have an 18% stake in Tata Sons, and through Tata Sons, they have this exposure to Tata companies, especially TCS.
Mm-hmm.
And they can dip into that treasury that they have whenever needed. But 400 crore is surely not enough, because mm-hmm. you're talking about a number of 30,000 crore. So they'll have to do much more to raise that money. So there were talks about them going for a listing of Eureka Foods, mm-hmm. or even selling some stake. Money Control itself had done a story about how many investors have kind of lined up for Eureka Foods.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be looking at all these options, but raising 400 crore, I think, is just part of that.
Okay. Prince, thank you so much for these valuable updates.
You're welcome, Jerome.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. Next week, since we'll be coming soon to 2020, Prince will be giving us an update of what happened in the corporate sector in the entire year. Yes, it's that time when we're going to do our year-ender special. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.